From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a Syrian ceasefire agreement is reported. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria. Kerry said Sunday that fighting between the Syrian military and opposition groups could end within hours. But violence continued unabated throughout the country, with scores of people killed in two attacks claimed by the Islamic State group. Businessman Donald Trump remains the clear front-runner for the Republican nomination in the U.S. presidential race. Trump won his second straight Republican primary election Saturday in the southern state of South Carolina.
Well, I think I have a big advantage, but it's certainly a three-person race, and you have a couple of other people that are very talented there, too.
Trump spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. Senator Marco Rubio was in second place, barely edging out Senator Ted Cruz. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton scored a victory Saturday, winning the Nevada Democratic caucuses. Voters in Niger are going to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament and to decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Mahamadou Issoufou is running with a promise to crush Islamist militants and increase development in the country. Violent protests in northeastern India have plunged the capital of New Delhi into a water supply crisis. Haryana State has been the scene of a week of demonstrations by members of the rural Jat class. Jats are demanding federal and state benefits, including guaranteed government jobs and university placement. The protests turned violent Friday when demonstrators set fire to houses and railway stations and damaged equipment that transports water to New Delhi. This is VOA News. London Mayor Boris Johnson broke with British Prime Minister David Cameron on Sunday, declaring he is joining the campaign calling for Britain's exit from the European Union. Johnson, one of Britain's most popular politicians, becomes the highest-profile Conservative to declare that Britain is best off exiting the European Union.
I would like to see a new relationship based more on trade, on cooperation, but as I say, with much less of this supranational element.
Mr. Cameron has set a June 23rd referendum on the issue. The UN Children's Fund is calling the situation of more than a half million children caught up in 2 years of conflict in Ukraine intolerable. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Children's Fund considers the many children affected by the conflict in eastern Ukraine as much more than just collateral damage. It says the deprivation and trauma experienced by those who are most affected, some 580,000 children living near the front line, will have lifelong damaging consequences. UNICEF representative in Ukraine, Giovanna Barberis, says these children are being deprived of their basic rights, including education, housing, and the right to play. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Bolivia is holding a referendum Sunday to decide whether to amend the Constitution to allow President Evo Morales to run for a fourth consecutive term in 2019. A growing number of Bolivians are starting to doubt the integrity of Mr. Morales after it was revealed his girlfriend's employer received lucrative government contracts. It was also revealed that the girlfriend and Morales had a baby in 2007 and that the baby died under unexplained circumstances. At least five people were killed Saturday when a cyclone struck the South Pacific nation of Fiji. Authorities have deployed storm teams and cleanup crews throughout the island chain to deal with the damage from Cyclone Winston, a strong five-category storm. Uganda's main opposition leader has called for continued protests against his detention and the country's disputed presidential election that saw President Yoweri Museveni remain in power. Kizza Besigye told reporters if the regime continues to detain him, he will call on people to protest. Zambia President Edgar Lungu says he will nominate a female vice presidential running mate for his re-election bid in the August 11th general election. Speaking to women's groups at a breakfast meeting in the capital, Lusaka, Lungu encouraged women to participate in the country's governance, including in the upcoming general election. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.